Everybody, Dean Kalora, CEO and co-founder of TitleTap. Welcome to episode 4 of On Tap with TitleTap, our podcast. This one, I interview Perla Aparicio. She is the VP of Strategic Partnerships with a company called Payments.io. They are literally transforming the way funds can be transferred online. So things like your earnest money deposits to closing funds and payments to vendors. It's pretty remarkable what you can do within their platform and how that can really add to being a competitive advantage when you're trying to showcase capabilities to folks like brokers and consumers, literally not leave the beach and send money. So for your real estate transactions, incredible. So super excited to get you guys acquainted with Perla and to dive in. So without further ado, let's get at it. Thanks. Perla Aparicio, how are you?
Hey, Dean, how are you?
Doing great, doing great. It's it's been a minute.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I know. I feel like you know, we're at the time of this recording, we are in the midst of conference season, so everyone is running sprints, like we say, right? It's
running
been nuts.
Yeah. I know there's so many awesome and exciting things, you know, happening. So I'm just thankful that we were able to carve out this time and you know, be able to chat for this On Tap podcast.
I can't wait. I'm super excited. Why don't you kind of give our audience, so just to kind of soft reminder, we've got title agents and attorney agents all over the country that dial in. So tell us a little bit more about Perla. Like where are you based? Where are you dialing in from today?
Yeah, for sure. No, well, first, I just want to thank you so much for having, you know, me on the podcast. I know Payments.io, we really value your partnership with TitleTap and you as a person as well. And, you know, I'm just very thankful to be here chatting with you and, you know, being able to be part of this title industry has been such a huge gift for me as well. So I know there's just a lot of really exciting things happening for your company, for our company. And I'm just excited to, you know, dive in, talk about payments and talk about our industry and you know, highlight what you guys are doing as well, because Dean, you're doing a lot. You and your team are doing a lot. I just want to say congratulations on everything that you're doing too.
Oh, appreciate that, Perla. I mean, it's, you know, it takes a village, like we always say, and yeah. It's been really cool to see you guys grow in the space since your launch in the title space, and just kind of watching the results that have kind of come out of that. So I know we're going to dive into some of that stuff, but absolutely, I appreciate you being on and glad that you're here to share some thought leadership around it. But yeah, let's get our audience acquainted with you. So you are, I think you said, was it California?
Yeah. So okay. Right now I'm based out of California. I am from Houston. I've kind of traveled and lived all over the US. I spent some time in New Jersey as well. But right now I call home Pismo Beach. It's very beautiful and very nice here. It's funny because Jason, our CEO, and Amit, our COO, you know, we'll talk and stuff, and they're like, you go everywhere. You go to all these conferences, but you live in like a very remote place with a very small regional airport. I'm like, you guys, if you were to see the sunsets and the sunrises, you would understand why I'm here. So it is, you know, awesome to be able to work remote, which I'm sure, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Growing a team, you know, and a company remote, you know, wasn't something that we would do, you know, 5 years ago, but I'm just thankful that, you know, because of, you know, the time changes and everything, we are able to do that as well. So, yes, I'm based out of California, but, you know, identify with being everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I can appreciate that, having a remote team as well. So how did you get in, I guess, the title? Like, take us back. Like, how did you enter into this?
I love that question.
This no man's land that is title.
I know, right? I love asking people that question because you get a whole, you know, kind of gambit of things.
You do. People, yeah.
You know, how they got into it, whether it was a family job, whether they got into it out of high school, or they just kind of fell into it, which is kind of what happened to me. So in high school, I was dedicated to music. Band was my life, and I was planning on going into being a band director after graduating college at Texas Tech. So after my first year, decided that was not going to be my jam. So I honestly had a little bit of a pre-midlife crisis because I thought band and music was the only thing that I was good at. So I took an aptitude test, and it told me that I like to help people. So I went and got a social work degree, a dual degree in social work and human development and family studies. So from then on, you know, my career by trade is a social worker. So my first job out of college was at MD Anderson Cancer Center. That was an amazing job where, you know, it was very taxing, very hard, but I learned so much from all of those people there. And then I also worked at a Baylor College of Medicine with adults with rare diseases. And that taught me a lot about gratitude, you know, being grateful for your health, the health of your loved ones, and where you are in life too. So I was just very thankful to spend the time with them. And you know, it was just a very humbling and just eye-opening experience to kind of what we have going on in the world as well. So at the time of all of that, I was working with patients specifically with cystic fibrosis. And I was working for a nonprofit out in New Jersey, and I really missed Texas. So at that time, I really missed Texas, and I was like, man, I want to go back to Texas. So funny story is that I just was on Instagram, just kind of scrolling, and I saw that one of my old band directors from Texas Tech posted that Qualia, this company called Qualia that I never had heard of, was hiring. And this guy, I really respected him, so I reached out and was like, hey, like, what are you up to? Right. So he got me an interview with Qualia. I interviewed with Adam Baratz and Rob Zambito, you know, who used to work there, but Adam is still there. And, you know, my initial role at Qualia was a customer support specialist. And I was just very thankful that they, you know, kind of saw, you know, what I could do and gave this social worker, you know, a chance and an opportunity and a tech company who just, I just wanted to grow, right? I just wanted to learn something new. I felt like I would always have my degree and could always fall back on that, but I just wanted to try something new. So I'm very grateful to Qualia, and I've spoken to so many people at Qualia that have, you know, changed my life as a person, but also professionally, and how grateful I am for them for this opportunity, because I mean, I wouldn't be here where I am at Payments. The stars. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say they have an amazing story as well. I had Heather Siegel on from Qualia a couple episodes back. Awesome. Oh, she's dynamic and always a pleasure to connect with. But yeah, they have an incredible story. But I mean, again, you know, you had a people's heart, you know, which is really the center, I think, of most folks you'll find in title, right? It's because it's so relationship driven. So, you know, it's almost like it was a calling. You know,
a little bit, you know, it all aligned, and you know, you look back and you're like, man, did I ever picture myself in title? No, I didn't even know what title was, like, you know.
No one usually does. The exciting part is you never get to leave now, right?
I'm okay with that. Like, I've been so just impressed and surprised with how loving and how caring and accepting people are. And I found that, you know, when I first started going to conferences and meeting, you know, underwriters, industry leaders, I was just honest and said, look, guys, I'm really, really green. I don't know a lot, but I'm willing to learn. I felt like people were very open to teaching me, you know, to having me under their wings. And, you know, I feel very confident and comfortable calling, you know, several people in this industry. And I think that's just such a beautiful and amazing way. And right, like, so you and I do a lot of conferences, kind of getting on a tangent, but it just kind of, you know, talks about how special this industry is that there's a lot of us, like a lot of title agencies and underwriters that are technically competitors, right? They're technically competitors in the space fighting for the same type of business. But when you go to a conference, you never feel that. You never feel the tension. You never feel like there's not enough pie for everybody to go around.
Sure.
And I really love that. You know, I really love how everybody here, like you said, it's a people's heart, it's a people's industry. And kind of the way that, you know, I also transitioned into payments.io is like, you know, we have a higher mission. We have a higher, we impact so many people that we will never meet and they'll never know us as well. And I really liked that concept. So, you know, that's kind of where I transitioned to payments.io. I had this opportunity to join a company that was doing something very, very new to the industry. And really that idea really excited me on you know, this technology that we have been having, you know, like transferring funds, everybody knows Zelle, everybody knows Venmo, but how can we use it for an industry that is moving so much money and also so important to our economy, right? And our economy, the way that we're living, right? Getting people into homes, like you mentioned, like you're buying a home right now, you're trying to build a home, and without title agencies, without everybody in this whole circle, like it would be almost impossible for you to do that.
It's tough. Yeah. And I want to dive into payments a little bit deeper. You know, it's interesting. The premise of this cast obviously is, you know, we're trying to highlight individuals that are representatives in our partner ecosystem that work with a lot of title agents and attorney agents, providing solutions that have amazing capabilities that we can then convert into competitive advantages for that agent's marketing, right? And a way to have them stand out from others. And Payments.io, we've kind of seen this over and over again. And I can't wait to, as we kind of move along here, to share what we're talking about visually, but it's a very, you know, kind of utilitarian way to do that. You know, when you think about the function of transferring funds and where that ends up in a transaction, how this can be a really easy kind of layup. So can you break down, like, what is Payments.io? Like, what is it?
Yeah, absolutely. So Payments.io, we're an electronic payment platform that allows for a buyer to transfer money to a title agency for their EMV and cash to close. That is a big reason why a lot of our customers sign up originally. But what's unique about us, one of the very many features, but what definitely a huge identifier between us, is that we are also bi-directional. So as a title agency, I can go out and send money, funds to anybody that I need to pay. So whether they're realtors or abstractors or anybody that needs to get paid can get paid through our platform. And so originally Payments.io got started by two brothers. So Jason Doshi, who's our CEO, and Amit Doshi, who is our COO. So Jason owned a mortgage company for about 15 years, and Amit owned a title agency for about that same amount of time, give or take a couple of years. And when they started working together, they're like, man, there has got to be a better way to move money instead of these checks, right? Like, we all know that checks are such a pain. They get lost. You can't track them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
It's a nightmare. So they're like, there has got to be, with the technology that we have in the world today, there has got to be a better way to make these transfers rather than checks and wires, right? And like, don't get me started on wires. Like, wires in and of itself is also another, you know, sore topic of mine, because it's such a problem in our industry. And I'm excited to be part of something that is a solution, because to me, when wire fraud hits, it doesn't just affect the title agency, the real estate industry. It affects the person who loses that money, right?
Oh,
and
so devastating.
You will, exactly, absolutely devastating. And the thing is like, wire fraud and those people, those fraudsters, the scammers, they don't discriminate. They don't care. They don't care if you're a woman or a man or anything. Like, they don't care if you're in California or Texas. And so it could happen to anybody at any time. And to me, that is a larger issue that, you know, I'm very excited to be, you know, helping fix. And so as a title agent, you know, what you mentioned is, you know, using technology and using, you know, different partners on your hub to help, you know, make a difference, you know, for them. It's, yes, this is going to make a difference and help them stand out from their competition, but it's also, you know, securing them from wire fraud, you know, all of those things with wire fraud, helping their customers also be, you know, secure from wire fraud, and then also not having to have to deal with the headaches of checks. So, you know, kind of all in all, in a little bit of a nutshell,
just real quick. So to back up a step. So, I'm a realtor, right?
Yes.
And I'm working with my title company. So what you're saying is, I can, if my title company has Payments.io as a solution, I can take, so would I instruct my customer, my buyer, to transfer their deposit funds? Let's just say, right, you know, sometimes in certain markets that comes, let's say, within a broker to hold.
Right.
Other markets brokers don't do that. So it goes and it's accompanied with the contract to the actual title agent. It's many times a physical process, right? So you're picking up checks or you're mailing a check or whatever. So we're saying that's a use case, right? Where now I don't have to do that. I tell my buyer where to send the money, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically. And I think this is a good opportunity for me to share my screen and I can show you kind of what that process would look like.
All right. So Perla, awesome. Yeah. So I think you're showing a screen now.
So yeah. Can you see my screen here? It's payments.io. There's a QR code on here.
I see it.
Okay, great. So going back to the scenario that you were talking about just a minute ago, let's say Dean Kalura, you are a realtor. You are walking me through a house and I absolutely adore the house. I want to buy it right now. There is sometimes normally a manual process where like, great, you can send your check to this title agency or you can give it to me and I will get it over to them. It's such a manual process and it's a headache, right? So every title agency that signs up with payments.io will get what you see here, a domain name. So this is my demo account. So it's nitrealty.payments.app. And they'll also get a QR code. So there's a couple of ways that as a realtor you can use. So you would have this QR code that you can pull up on your phone and say, hey, Perla, here, scan this with your phone. And then it'll automatically take you to, and I'm going to highlight Flagship Title because y'all did their page. So I'm going to do that here. Can you see Flagship Title's page?
Yep. Looks great.
Okay. Okay, great. So as a realtor, you're like, okay, great. Here's the QR code that your title agency is going to be Flagship Title. You can scan the QR code or you can click on this link that says Flagship Title ePay. And I do want to highlight that TitleTap did create this for Flagship Title. They did a really great job of showing, you know, the wires, the checks, and Flagship Title ePay. So going back, they would click Flagship Title ePay here. And this is a branded site from payments.io for Flagship Title. So it is backed by payments.io. It is a secure website, but it has the look and feel of Flagship Title. So Flagship Title's brand logos on there, the little boat things around here. I'm not a sailor, but you know, that is kind of, you know, what we want to help the title agency really shine. And having this ability for their realtors and for their customers. So this is where the...
So basically, real quick. So what you're describing here is the ability to almost like white label or customize the branding, you know, around this capability with... So it's not necessarily, even though it's payments.io in the background, it's still, you know, Flagship's brand flying with this capability. So, you know, I think that white label capability is interesting.
Yeah, absolutely white labeled. When a title agency signs up with payments, we walk them through this process. We help them. We create this for them. And we just want to make sure that they don't have to have like an extra lift by having to design something like this. It's very easy for us to do. And it is a white label functionality. So as a realtor, you know, this is something that is so beneficial in a title agency to help boost, you know, their business. And, you know, we all, you know, either have been working from home or as the title agency, you know, we all know traffic. We've all been in traffic. And so you being as a realtor, if my title agency is 50 miles away, or you have the option of a title agency that is maybe 5 minutes from your house, you had to go drop off a check in that Florida traffic, you would probably say, you know, I really like Perla's title agency, but this, you know, title agency 5 minutes away is so much closer and I don't have to deal with rush hour traffic. I'm like, dang, well, I would have liked to do business with Dean, but my title agency is much farther. But if I provide payments.io, you don't have to come to my office and you can still do business with me. So this is just an added value to as a realtor, you know. Also, it's an instant, you know, you can use it and show it to them.
Yeah. Online. I mean, what comes to my mind is, you know, not being worried about losing the check. Right. I mean,
I can't even too, imagine the stress.
Like, you know, it's just, it's because you, the pace that, you know, most of the agents I talk to are going is ridiculous. And, you know, the last thing you want is to misplace that. And, you know, this is like a direct handoff right to the customer, which, it feels like they could do it right from the beach, to be honest, like, you know, not even like lift their toes out of the sand and send the money, you know, to lock in the contract. So
exactly.
Really, really cool.
Yeah. So that would be the life, you know, sitting with a, you know, toes in the sand, having a nice little LaCroix or something, and then you're having to send your EMD
right
to your title agency instant from your phone.
Instant. Well, I just want to press pause here too. Like this is so, you know, Pearl, you're on flagship site. Yeah, we did it, but it's a great, also great illustration of what we're talking about here with leveraging a capability in your marketing, right? So they've done a wonderful job, you know, putting together with our team a marketing piece that day in and day out they get to reference now in conversations while they're opening up new dialogues with brokers down to the consumer benefit, because now that broker can extend that there's this capability if they use flagship that they may not have, to your point, somewhere else, right? So again, 50% is having this phenomenal solution, but the other 50% is you got to tell people about it and you got to actively market it. And with it being on a website like this, you can also share, you know, this on a social media announcement. This could be, you know, you mentioned there's a QR code there. You know, you can put those QR codes everywhere, like a signature block, a flyer, you know, it could be on the backside of a business card. So you've got a lot of mileage when it comes to how you bring about the awareness to make it at their fingertips. So anytime they have to share this information to have a client send cash. You mentioned a couple other things too that I just want to highlight on. So we're talking EMDs, but like, what are some of those other examples of ways they can leverage this to send cash? Like, what are the use cases for that?
So primarily EMD and cash to close right now, because we are working on the ECH rails, which we'll go ahead and talk about the elephant in the room in a moment.
You know, I'm going to ask.
I know. And I love it. I can't wait. So we do operate right now on the ACH rails, which does take about 2 business days from the time that the funds have been initiated, the transfer has been initiated, to the time that it's going to be received in the escrow account. So that is why primarily EMD and cash to close is our primary function right now for incoming transfers. And then disbursements don't really, like, it doesn't normally, a title agency doesn't normally care how long it takes. You know, obviously they want it to arrive, but there is a status bar where the, you know, real estate agent will get a notification their funds are on the way. So that is, you know, a benefit as well. But in the near future, we are working on several other options where it would be a shorter time frame. So we will have more of an option for that. So we'll keep you posted on that. I can't say too much yet.
Okay. All right. You got me a little cliff, the old fashioned cliffhanger. Real nice.
Have to.
Yeah. It's all good. So kind of shifting a little bit to that elephant in the room. So yes, there are, you know, a lot of questions that arise around ACH and these methodologies of sending funds and it kind of being a question mark around it. So, you know, can you speak to sort of what you're hearing, what some of the concerns are, and how you guys are addressing it?
Yes, absolutely. So before I even started at payments.io, I did my own research, right? I was like, all right, well, how legal is this? Well, there's a lot of rules and regulations in real estate. Just want to make sure that, you know, I was going into a company that I understood, you know, their mission, their goals, but it also was going to be something that I saw a future in, right? And so not just that, it's that there are, so ACH is kind of a bad word right now in our industry, and it doesn't have to be as scary as it is, but we understand why. We understand why there is a hesitation on it, because, you know, the consumer has the right to claw back the funds. There's also ACH blocks. So let's dive in through all of that right now. So let's talk about initially a title agency has to have, you know, ACH blocks. And that's normal best practices. You know, we highly recommend that our title agencies get them if they don't have these ACH blocks. So we work with the bank to make sure that these ACH blocks, that there's a filter ID so that the payments.io ACH can get through that filter ID and be able to then, you know, land in the escrow account. So the title agency would continue to have those ACH blocks. They don't need to remove it. The only thing is the payments.io ACH will go through that little like barrier, and then it will, you know, but no other ACH will go through. So that's the first thing. The next thing, the way that we have built the platform is to protect the escrow account. So we know that clawbacks, the ACH regulations, the consumer has 60 days to initiate a clawback. So the payments.io platform was built for a title agency. It was also built to make sure that the escrow account is protected. So the title agency owns this digital wallet. So I like to look at it as like a triangle. So there's me, the consumer, the buyer, then there's a digital wallet, and then there's the escrow account. It's like this triangle thing. So when I'm sending money, the money goes and gets sent to this digital wallet, which is owned by the title agency. And then within the 2 days, it goes to the escrow account.
Now, so Perla, yeah, I don't know if you have anything else visually that you wanted to show, but that was great. Was there anything else? Are we good on that?
Yeah,
front?
No, I just wanted to mention that, you know, it is a complicated, it is something new, you know, in our industry that is very exciting. We do have, you know, several product updates that we are going to be releasing very, very soon. So I, Dean, I'll keep you posted, Dean, on those updates. But you know, anybody listening to this podcast, if y'all have, you know, any questions, or if y'all want to continue talking about this, contact me. I nerd out about this stuff all the time. I love it. So call me, text me, whatever.
Awesome.
I'm available.
Yeah. We'll drop some contact, some ways to give you a shout too, to dive a little bit deeper there. I guess kind of sliding gears, what would make a good, I guess, payments.io customer? Like you know, if I'm a title agent wondering, hey, is this really an option for me? You know, I don't know anything about cost or like, you know, what it takes to get started. You know, how do I know if I'm a good candidate, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think anybody that, and I hate to make this like so broad, right? But anybody that is receiving EMD or cash to close, or anybody that has to pay somebody in a real estate transaction can use our platform. We actually have a notary that is using her, like a notary partner that is using or paying her notaries through our platform. We are, you know, opening this up so that tenants, so that's our customers can also become vendors on our platform as well, where they can receive the EMD, but they can also get paid for their services as well. So, you know, there are several ways to, as a title agency, to be involved. It is not just built for large title agencies. It is built for everybody. You know, it is very easy to use. On the consumer side, it takes about 90 seconds from the time that you open your phone and you start, you know, adding in your information as a buyer, 90 seconds to start and initiate that transfer. And it just makes it very, very easy. So as a title agency, anybody that's looking to grow their business, anybody who's tired of checks, anybody who doesn't want wire fraud, you know, anybody that just is looking to grow, you know, would be a good candidate for us. So we also have several features as far as like routing by office and routing by state. So if you have several escrow accounts, then we are able to accommodate those as well. And so, yeah, we're building our platform for the future. We see that quite often. And I do want to mention a couple of our brand new integrations that we recently launched.
Yeah, please do.
One. Yeah, absolutely. So, we really look to align ourselves with industry leaders and partners that have a similar goal and a similar mindset for the future, right? So we're building the platform to prepare for the future. We have what, you know, what's good for right now, but we also want to make sure that our title agencies are covered for the future. So our first integration that we launched back in February was with Rhino. So Matt Reese and his team, Stephanie Davis, all of their developers have done such an amazing job in making sure that this integration with payments.io is, you know, up and ready to go. So the integration features anybody that's using Rhino and payments.io, they can turn on the integration, and then Rhino sends the information to payments.io. Where?
All right. So Perla, I think you're going to kind of show us a little bit about that Rhino integration you were talking about. So what do we have here?
Okay, perfect. So this is the payments.io, what we have a dashboard, but this is the integration tab where we have, you know, what I was talking about. The notarized integration and the Rhino integration. So first I'll talk about the Rhino integration. So this is where you can go and click on this link to find out more about the Rhino integration. If you want it, if you're not a Rhino customer, you can click on this link If somebody from their sales team will contact you. But if you are a Rhino user and you are a payments.io user, you would go to your Rhino platform, click on integrations, activate the integration, and then Rhino will send over the information for your reconciliations, and it will show up on your funds in tab. So there's nothing for you to do after that. Every day, you'll just go into your funds in tab, which I will show you here. And then a little Rhino button will pop up after your accounts have been reconciled. It'll look like what is down here. So that has been such a really cool integration, opening up a lot of doors. And it has honestly been something that a lot of our customers have been asking for since the past, you know, couple of months.
Really cool.
We're just very excited to be able to have action on what our customers are asking for.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then for Notarize, I think you're
going to show. Next integration that I want to talk about, I'll go ahead and give a teaser here because I'm not sure when this is going to go live, but we are having a new go-to-market strategy in April with Notarize. So with the Notarize integration, Maria Ferreira has done a great job of helping us organize this with her development team. But essentially, if somebody is a Notarize user, goes to this integration tab, turns it on, any property address that has a Notarize link on it, which you can see here in a moment, that means that it is RON eligible. So you can go ahead and click on it, create a Notarize order, and all of this information, the names, the property address, will transfer over to Notarize so that you don't have to type it in again. So that is phase one of our integration, which we're working on a second phase, and I can't say too much about that one either. But it is a lot of really exciting things to just kind of highlight, and a lot of things that we have coming down the pipe as well.
Excellent. All good things. And again, if you've got Notarize, if you've got Rhino, at some point we'll probably invite those guys to also be on this podcast. Again, additional capabilities that your technology provides that you should be talking about in your marketing. Really, really cool stuff. Thanks for sharing that, Perla. So I guess, is there any question I haven't asked you yet you'd like the audience to know?
Yeah, for sure. So one thing that I like to talk about during these conversations is I bet a lot of people are asking themselves, like, why now? Like, why do we have to talk about digital payments now? Right. And that's a very good question. You know, even when I first started in Tidal, we weren't talking about this. This wasn't a problem. Wire fraud has always been an issue. Fraudulent checks have always been an issue, but why are companies like payments.io starting to pop up? Well, the answer is because our expectations are changing, right? The technology that we have in the world, it has evolved. It has now given us the ability to do these things electronically, but our expectations as consumers have also changed. So even if you go to the grocery store, you can pay mobile, right? But maybe 10 years ago, you had to have your credit card.
Sure. Yeah,
if you go to CVS and you ever have that sign that says no cash back or something, you might not get cash back normally, but just because you can't, you're like, dang, that is so weird, right? And so it's just an expectation, right? And so with our technology, things have changed. We have the Amazon-like experience mentality. And that is what our consumers are wanting, right? And so that is what they're expecting. That's what we need to provide for them as well.
I mean, I like to stress it's convenience. You know, you get your groceries delivered to your doorstep one time, you're done. Like you're not going back and dealing with lines and all that. It's transformative. And I think right, wrong, or indifferent, you know, a lot of what the industry faced with COVID, you know, it created a sense that, hey, if we're going to kind of make it through what all this is, we need to be able to provide options for folks, because the level of comfort to do different things, you know, we're the one industry. It was funny. I was at one of the industry conferences recently, and, you know, around the table, we're talking about, you know, everyone's sort of path through what it took to get deals done. And we're the one industry, I think, that a lot of folks now have a newfound respect for, because we kept it together. Varying degrees of that in lender ecosystems and brokerage ecosystems Title was just expected to figure it out and get it done. So we saw a lot of different things from drive-through closings to, you know, Ron to all that. But I mean,
the hazmat suits.
Right. It just, but we rose to that task and got it done. And so, with that, now I think we got to see what was really possible because we had no choice, you know? And so I see definitely a roadmap here where this is going to only become, well, how else can we make this even more convenient or more integrative or more of it's at the end of the day, it makes it easy for me to get a transaction, you know, completed. So really, really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of our title agencies too, you know, they have different challenges as far as people will say, I have people that don't have checkbooks. So how are they going to get me E&D or cash sales if they don't have a checkbook?
That's true.
You know, there's also people that, you know, are military based, that have to do these transactions. If their bank is domestic, if their bank is out of the US, they can still make the transaction even if they're in Italy or wherever. You know, there are just different situations, and kind of going back full circle to what we were talking about, the industry as like a heartfelt industry where we have to rise to the occasion to what our customers are experiencing, right? Meeting them where they're at. You know, we all did just go through COVID and are still, you know, going through the effects of it, where some people are afraid to go anywhere. Some people are afraid to be in a small room, things like that. And so this gives title agencies and has been giving title agencies, a lot of our customers say, another tool in my tool belt so I can meet my customer where they are.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And which is one of the reasons we're really, really proud to have you guys as a hub partner at TitleTap, because, you know, it's understanding whatever, you know, for those in the audience, whatever your business model is and what you want to highlight, being able to market these kind of abilities is important. So with Payments.io now as a hub partner, you've got the, you know, one click add-on to create that marketing page and have that illustrated in your marketing very, very quickly, very easily. But it's all about that. And I think as we continue, and I'll be curious, Pearl, I don't know what, I mean, you have a couple thoughts about maybe what the next couple of years, it feels like every month there's some shift of some sort happening in the world that's pretty monumental. But I'm just curious, real estate specific, you know, do you have any thoughts, I guess, over the next 6 months, year, like what you feel things are leaning towards?
Yes. So I get very excited about this question because, you know, you have so many people on your title on your hub, you know, that really is a good representation, I think, of the future, of what it's going towards and in the exciting things that people are building based out of necessity, but also to serve, you know, the people that we have to, like our customers, let's say. So I think the future for real estate, not talking specifically about, you know, refis and purchases and things like that, but just as a real estate title industry as a whole, to provide the type of technology, the information, the education, people are hungry for that, right? Like title agencies know that there is a shift. There has been a shift and there will continue to be a shift for technology. I've been seeing a lot of people embrace it, which I think is amazing. Yeah. And, you know, I think it's also important to note that the title industry is also, you know, evolving to kind of be more inclusive of people that don't speak only English, you know, that aren't just only English speaking. You know, I've been speaking to several underwriters who have been providing bilingual services, you know, title agencies who have a whole bilingual branch. Alana.ai just launched their multilingual services where I think it's over 50 languages. And I know you just had Hoyt on your podcast too, but I think that's amazing,
it's,
right?
It's awesome. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
5 years ago, we weren't talking about. I remember having these conversations with Jeff Harris down in Miami, and I was just like, so what do you do for the people that are only, you know, Spanish speaking, or, you know, Hoyt was talking about a person in Utah. So long story short, I think it's a very exciting time for us. There's a lot of growth and opportunity. And, you know, I really think that digital payments is here to stay, right? We are working very hard to make sure that all of the rules and regulations are in place. We're working with underwriters. We're working with all to just to make sure that we're as involved as possible, because we want to see this positive change in our industry. So yeah. Rising tides lifts all ships, and in my mind. So we are excited when there are other people, saying, we use somebody else that helps with electronic payment platforms as well. I'm like, that's amazing. I'm so glad that you are, elevating yourself and adjusting to the times at the moment. So, I think it's a very exciting time for all of us here in the title industry.
It really is. I mean, we've seen so much happen. We're going on, 9+ years of serving the space, and a lot has happened. But I would say even further, a lot has really happened over the last couple of years in terms of this intersection of technology capability and adoption. And that's really been a staple, I think, at catapulting not only our place in the real estate process, but our ability to, fulfill that dream securely and conveniently. And, one thing, I think everyone kind of pays attention to is, like we talked about the grocery example, right? It's convenience, it's transparency, it's ease of use. And so anytime we get those concepts in mainstream in a customer experience, they innately become an expectation set on every transaction.
Right.
So I feel like you guys are doing your part in really helping, lead into what's possible with at least this portion of the process to make it that much more convenient. So again, virtual high five. Like I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome. How can the audience get a hold of you? Like, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I function on all types of everything. Carrier pigeon, smoke signal, all sorts of ways.
I've actually contacted you through a smoke signal before, so that's a true statement. No, that's great.
Snail mail, all types of things, but preferably cell phone. Text message is the best way to go about. Emails are also, the best way. So Dean, I'm sure that you're going to, provide the contact.
Yeah, we'll share that as part of the notes. Yeah, absolutely.
On this as well. But we also have an amazing team of, like a sales team, a marketing team, a development team, where anybody, that you speak to, anybody that you're talking to can help, point you in the right direction. Jason Campbell is our VP of sales. We have an amazing marketing team and then an amazing development team who really care about our customers, right? Like I was talking with our marketing team, Dean, and they're like, we really enjoy being part of the TitleTap Hub, right? These are things that we can help elevate, our brand, your brand, but also, be more aware and more, visual in our space as well. So I just want to kind of give my team a shout out here as well.
Oh, there. Yeah. And I can attest. I mean, you guys have been on point and your team is awesome. Had the pleasure of meeting them, and it doesn't matter who you talk to. Everyone's equally passionate about making sure, the job's done right. And, it's where the customer is at. And we've got a lot of mutual customers. And it's been, an absolute pleasure to be able to connect the dots and see something roll out that looks really, really great and instills kind of that trust in the customer experience. So yeah, I will definitely share your information. And as Perla is mentioning, they are on the hub as well. So we'll share a link to that. But Perla, thanks so much for joining. It's always awesome to connect with you. And I'm glad you were able to carve out a little bit of time to kind of dive deep in terms of just some of your background and getting our acquainted a little bit better for our audience so they could learn about Payments.io just evaluate that as an option for not only capability improvements, but how they can leverage that in some of their marketing. So
yeah, absolutely. So anybody, listening here that wants to chat more about, anything, to be honest. I love learning more about the industry. I love chatting about, ideas and concepts. And if y'all have ideas for Payments.io, bring it on. I'd love to hear it. Feel free to contact me anytime. And Dean, seriously, thank you so much for having us. Payments.io, we love working with you, and we're just grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Yeah, awesome. Love it. All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.